Rosh Chodesh is this week, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and this begins a whole new era, the last quarter of the year, Tammuz of Elul, and there are some beautiful things written, both in Likutei Moran, in Rabbeinu Zal's Sefer, and also in other Sifrei Chassidus, such as the Bnei Yisachar, about this month, about Tammuz. Rabbeinu Zal, in chapter 217 in Likutei Moran, tells us that there's a pasuk in the Novi Malachi that begins with the words, Zichru Toiras Moshe, remember the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The first letters of those three words, Zichru Toiras Moshe, spell the word Tammuz, but it's missing a vav. Why is the vav missing? The Gemara says in Baba Basra that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos, the tablets, they were 6 by 6. 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. The letter Vav, the way we pronounce it, is as if it were written 2 Vavs, a Vav with a chametz under it and a Vav. So the letter Vav represents the Luchos, the Torah. The Gemara tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos, it was on the 17th of Tammuz, 40 days after he went up to heaven, and he observed the people involved in worshipping the golden calf. What did he do? He broke the Luchos. And the Gemara says in Eruvin that from the time that he broke the Luchos, that's when forgetting was introduced into the world. Up until that time, a person would learn something, they would hear something, they could remember it. It's brought that when the Luchos shattered, the stone remained down on earth, the letters went up to heaven. Just like when a person takes something into their mind, the pasuk says, Kosvam al luach libecha, inscribe the words of Torah that you learn on the tablets of your heart. When a person remembers what they learn, it means that those letters are inscribed on the tablets of his heart. When a person forgets, it means those letters leave, or they become dark, he doesn't see them anymore. So Rabbeinu Zal says, this is why the Torah admonishes us, especially in this month of Tammuz. What comes right after the summer? The high holidays, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which means that this is a time of preparation to close the year on a happy note, with success. This is why the Mefarshim tell us that the word Tammuz, Tof Mem Vov Zayin, Zmanei Tshuva Memashmishin Uvoin. The time for Tshuva is on its way, it's coming.